Greetings, brothers and sisters who are walking through the ancient days of the book of 1 Samuel. We have made it through 14 episodes so far, and today is September 8th, and that means we'll have episodes 15 and 16. And we are here in our broadcasting studios in the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. We have brought in the chant of the mystics, the Gregorian chant of our favorite monks. We've brought in our sandalwood and myrrh candle, which is hand-poured, a fully, rightly scented candle. And we have brewed the tea. That's right, you can tell by the sound. That's kava tea. Oh my. Well, let's remember where we left off yesterday. Episode 13, you remember, was Samuel leading Israel to victory. The ark was causing all kinds of havoc in the world, and Samuel became the leader against the Philistines and defeated them. And the scripture says he continued as Israel's judge for the rest of his life, traveling around to the different major cities of Israel in those days and hearing cases and meeting the people. And then he would come back to Ramah and hear cases there too. In the last word of episode 13, and Samuel built an altar to the Lord at Ramah. And then episode 14, Be Careful What You Ask For episode. It's titled, Israel Requests a King. Samuel grows old. His sons aren't up to the task. And they want a king like all the other nations. And so Samuel, remember, asked God about it. And God says, do as they ask, but solemnly warn them about how a king will treat them. And that brings us to episode 15. And we are in 1 Samuel chapter 8. Episode 15 begins with verse 10 and goes to the end of the chapter, verse 22. So it's 1 Samuel 8, 10 through 22. Samuel warns against the kingdom. Let us begin. So Samuel passed on the Lord's warning to the people. This is how a king will treat you, Samuel said. The king will draft your sons into his army and make them run before his chariots. Some will be commanders of his troops, while others will be slave laborers. Some will be forced to plow in his fields and harvest his crops, while others will make his weapons and chariot equipment. The king will take your daughters from you and force them to cook and bake and make perfumes for him. He will take away the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his own servants. He will take a tenth of your harvest and distribute it among his officers and attendants. He will want your male and female slaves and demand the finest of your cattle and donkeys for his own use. He will demand a tenth of your flocks, and you will be his slaves. When that day comes, you will beg for relief from this king you are demanding, but the Lord will not help you. But the people refused to listen to Samuel's warning. Even so, we still want a king, they said. We want to be like the nations around us. Our king will govern us and lead us into battle. So Samuel told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord replied, do as they say, and give them a king. Then Samuel agreed and sent the people home. episode 15. And now we come to episode 16, Samuel in September. Episode 16 is chapter 9. It's the entire chapter. It's probably our longest single episode of our journey together. 27 verses. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 27. The title of episode 16, Saul meets Samuel. Kish was a rich, influential man from the tribe of Benjamin. He was the son of Abiel and grandson of Zeror from the family of Bechorath and the clan of Aphia. His son Saul was the most handsome man in Israel, head and shoulders taller than anyone else in the land. One day, Kish's donkeys strayed away, and he told Saul, "Take a servant with you and go look for them." So Saul took one of his servants and traveled all through the hill country of Ephraim, the land of Shalishah, the Shalim area, and the entire land of Benjamin. But they couldn't find the donkeys anywhere. Finally, they entered the region of Zuf, and Saul said to his servant, "Let's go home. By now, my father will be more worried about us than about the donkeys." But the servant said, "I've just thought of something. There is a man of God who lives here in this town. He is held in high honor by all the people, because everything he says comes true. Let's go find him. Perhaps he can tell us which way to go." "But we don't have anything to offer him," Saul replied. "Even our food is gone, and we don't have a thing to give him." "Well," the servant said, "I have one small silver piece. We can at least offer it to him and see what happens." In those days, if people wanted a message from God, they would say, "Let's go and ask the seer," for prophets used to be called seers. "All right," Saul agreed, "let's try it." So they started into town where the man of God was. As they were climbing a hill toward the town, they met some young women coming out to draw water. So Saul and his servant asked, "Is the seer here today?" "Yes," they replied. "Stay right on this road. He is at the town gates. He has just arrived to take part in a public sacrifice up on the hill. Hurry and catch him before he goes up the hill to eat. The guests won't start until he arrives to bless the food." So they entered the town, and as they passed through the gates, Samuel was climbing out toward them to climb the hill. Now the Lord had told Samuel the previous day, "About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him to be the leader of my people, Israel. He will rescue them from the Philistines, for I have looked down on my people in mercy and have heard their cry." When Samuel noticed Saul, the Lord said, "That's the man I told you about. He will rule my people." Just then Saul approached Samuel at the gateway and asked, "Can you please tell me where the seer's house is?" "I am the seer," Samuel replied. "Go on up the hill ahead of me to the place of sacrifice, and we'll eat there together. In the morning, I will tell you what you want to know and send you on your way. And don't worry about those donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, for they have been found." And I am here to tell you that you and your family are the focus of all Israel's hopes. Saul replied, "But I'm only from Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel, and my family is the least important of all the families of that tribe. Why are you talking like this to me?" Then Samuel brought Saul and his servant into the great hall and placed them at the head of the table, honoring them above the 30 special guests. Samuel then instructed the cook to bring Saul the finest cut of meat, the piece that had been set aside for the guest of honor. So the cook brought it in and placed it before Saul. "Go ahead and eat it," Samuel said. "I was saving it for you even before I invited these others." So Saul ate with Samuel. After the feast, when they had returned to the town, Samuel took Saul up to the roof of the house and prepared a bed for him there. At daybreak the next morning, Samuel called up to Saul, "Get up! It's time you were on your way." So Saul got ready, and he and Samuel left the house together. When they reached the edge of town, Samuel told Saul to send his servant on ahead. After the servant was gone, Samuel said, "Stay here, for I have received a special message for you from God." And thus concludes episode 16, Saul meets Samuel. And there you have it, today's episodes of Samuel in September, as we keep moving closer and closer to the day of finding King David. But we're not there yet. That takes a lot more human activity and God power. So, we will continue tomorrow with verses 17 and 18. And until then, may God bless you on this beautiful day of creation, a day unlike any other day in the history of the universe, a day made just for you and the person that God created you to be. In the name of Jesus, amen.